We're on Yud Tesham with Beis, the bottom. Tana Rabbanan, Hanotel Yadav, person who washes, Nisgavin Yadav Tahoros, Lo Nisgavin Yadav Tameos. You had Kavana to wash, then your hands become Tahor, and if you didn't have Kavana, then your hands are Tamei still. V'chein Hamatel Yadav, Nisgavin Yadav Tahoros, Lo Nisgavin Yadav Tameos. And the same thing goes with Tzvila Shaddai. If you had Kavana, it helps. Without Kavana, it doesn't help. Mara says, V'atanya bein niskavin, bein lo niskavin, yodav tahoros. Doesn't make a difference if you're machavin or not. Even if the water gets poured on your hands, you didn't know about it. You didn't think about it. Still good. Omrav nachman lo kasha, kan lechulin, kan lemaisa. By chulin, you don't need Kavana. And that's pretty much how we paskin. Machlok is really... the Taz and the and who else? The Rashba and the Ra'or. That what's it called? The Rashba holds that Netila Shadayim Vachila needs Kavana, and if you don't have Kavana, it doesn't help. And the what's it called? The Beis Yosef holds that you don't need Kavana. Here, Gemara says clearly, for chulin, you don't need Kavana for Netilas Yadayim. And the Yamsha Shlomo says that which the Gemara says, that you don't need Kavana, is only Tfilas Yadayim. Tfilas Yadayim doesn't need Kavana, but Netilas Yadayim Taka needs Kavana. Okay. No, Kavana to make Netilas Shadayim, it just didn't happen. Stam, you wash your hands, you didn't have Kavana for Netilas Shadayim, you stam wanted to wash them. But you washed them, you washed them to get them clean. But it happened to be, you wash with a kli and all the tznoyim or whatever, that's all the Kavana. Well, you wash them, but Kavana to make them tar so you should be able to eat. That's it. Okay.
I miss it,
what?
I miss it, you need Kavana.
That's Tefillah's gufo. How do you know that by chulin you don't need kavana? Dishnan gal shenitlush ubar aboyim saw the nofal ha'adam the akelin tahorim. You have a wave that got separated and it's come pouring down on a person, and it has aboyim saw, and it fell on a person or on kelin, they're tahor. Tani Adam Dumya the Kalim. It fell on a person just similar to falling on the Kalim. Ma Kalim Velo Mechavni, just like Kalim don't have Kavana, Af Adam Velo Mechavni. Same thing, Adam didn't have Kavana. And still, the Tefillah helps. Umimai, Dilma Beyoshev Umetzata, Amos Ayikla Shagal Askina. Maybe it's talking with a guy who's sitting there waiting for a wave to fall on him. So he does have Kavana. The Kalim Dumya the Adam, just the opposite. Kalim have to be similar to Adam. Ma Adam Devar Kavana Af Kalim Dimechavin Lu. Kalim also only Tahor if you had Kavana. You had Kavana to put the Kalim there in order that it should become Tahor. The Chitim of Yoshev Umetzape, right, Maila Memra. And if you'll say that, well, what's the Chiddush? And what's the Chiddush then that it this helps? If it's talking where you have Kavana, you're waiting for the wave to come, right, then what's the difference with any Tevila? So why is the Chiddush probably would be that you don't need Kavana. It happened without your Kavana. But if it's talking where you are, Mechavin, then what's the Chiddush? No, so Kadai Techamino, Ligzor Dilma Osi Lemitbo Bechardle Shokshomi. Right, I might think that what's it called, that if you let people be Tovel in this wave, they'll be Tovel in a Chardlis of Geshomim, which is a waterfall from rainwater. It's coming down a mountain. And that's not good, right? Inami nigzur risho roshin atu kefin. Or will be goes there the wave that's still connected to the ground to the wave that's in the air. There's a wave in the air, you're not yotze. Kamash malon to lo gazrina. Right? And that's the chiddush. So therefore, that could be talking where Taki had kavana, not where you didn't have kavana. And the chiddush is that it helps tevila in this wave. But ain't a chanami, you have to have kavana. So there's no raya from there that it's talking without Kavana.
Don't you say that you need Koach Gavra?
Right, this is tevila. It's not nikil shadayim. We're talking about tevila now. Kan lemaisha boy kavana the koshkin the truma. By maisha and truma you need kavana, but by chulin not. Kochi garshina ma kelim de lo mechavne. Af adam nami de lo mechavne. And we'll compare what's it called adam to kelim. Just like the kelim didn't have kavana, the adam also didn't have kavana. Chardulish sheshel tefes the oledis mimokin kavua the yesh bar boim saw. It's like a waterfall that's going down a mountain, and it has 40 saw. Ba'tovel b'lo oslo tevila. If you tovel in that, you're not yotze. Why? Mishum demakum katakasu. Makum zokuf yosu midai. Umem saw shebo ena b'makum echad. Because it's coming down a vertical slope, and it's not considered like all the 40 saw in one place. In order for it to be tovel, you have to have 40 saw in one place. That's one pshat, the Rashi says. And therefore the fact that they're all running after each other, the water, that doesn't make them together. It's not considered one body of water. There's another reason why that's no good. Because megishamim are not metaher unless they're stationary. But if they're moving rainwater is not good for a mikvah. It has to be stationary. A mayan, on the other hand, is dafka good, or not dafka, but it's good even if it's moving. Because that's a normal way that a mayan is, a spring. So a spring is matayr afilu derev zechila. But megishamim is only matayr b'mikvah. Adshil nikovim derech ashboret. That's a mikvah. Mikvah means contained water. So there's a mayan, which is water that's flowing, and then there's a mikvah. But megishamim, that's not a mikvah, that's flowing, is not kosher for tefillah. The Tanya b'Toras Kohanim, ima mayim matayir b'zochlin, af nikvah matayir b'zochlin. I might think just like a mayim, a spring is matayir, even though it's moving, that a mikvah is also matayir b'zochlin, in other words, a rainwater. Talmud Lomer, ach mayim ubor, mikveh mayim yetor, ach, hama'ayim matayir b'zochlin, v'anikvah b'ashborin. Rabbeinu Hai goris hardulis, not hardulis, but hardulis comes down a mountain. Okay, Roshin, and then the other thing is that we should make a gzera that if you're tovel in the kifim or the Roshin. Roshin echad mi roshi hagal shumagia la'aretz. If you're tovel in the wave when it's already on the ground, that's fine. Okay, at least one end of it's on the ground. But the kifim and tsiyosa shogal shomid ba'avir kim in kippa. But the top of the wave that's like hovering over the earth, like a rounded dome, right? That's not connected to the ground, right? That's no good. Shomit ba'aver kamin kippa v'imhoshi kevim malav hitbilim b'kippa ainu tevila kin forshu also. I'm going to explain why it's not good if you're tovel things in the wave on the top, whereas if you're tovel on the bottom, the part that's connected to the ground is good. Why? And how do you know you can't be tovel kalim in the top of the wave? The tanya matbilim the Russian, they matbilim the kafin. You can have a wave. You can be matbil in the bottom part, but not the top part. Why? With yishay matbilim the adim. The water has to be on the ground. It can't be in the air. And the top part is considered in the air because it's not considered a chibur, like we said, to the bottom. So therefore, even if there's arboim soil in that top part, it's in the air, it's no good. And here, since it's talking about a wave, it does not a problem of zechila. Because a yam is matayir afilu b'zechila. The only problem over here is that even though it's moving, it's in the air, that's why it's no good. But the bottom part, even if it's moving, would still be good. Ela mehodishnan, right, before we were talking about rainwater coming down a mountain. That's not matayir bezochlin. But a wave from the sea is matayir bezochlin, but it's not matayir if it's in the avion. Ela mehodishnan. So we're still trying to bring a raya that you don't need kavana for chulin. Kavana for what? We don't know. Kavana for tevila, mashma for the Mishnah that you are need kavana. We'll see for chulin. Kavana for tevilas yodayim, that for sure you need, don't need kavana, what's it called, you need, don't need kavana for chulin. And the tila shetayim, he says, machlokas rishonim. Okay, but we're now looking for whatever chulin doesn't need kavana, where do you know that from? Elamehodisman, peiro shenoflu toch amas hamayim, upasat mishi yodav tmeos, vinatlon, yodav tahoros, upeiros enam bichiyutan. You have peiros that fell into a rain drainage. Amas hamayim. A gutter. And a person put his hands in them to get them. So, and his hands were tame, so his hands become tahar. And the peiros are not mukshir because he didn't have kavana for the water to go on the peiros. You need kavana for the water to be there. The imbishvil sheyudchu yodav taharos or peiros harein b'chiyutan. But if his intention was that he wanted to wash his hands off, not just to put his hands in to get the peiros, he wanted to wash his hands off, then his hands are tahar, but the peiros are mukshir. Because since he had kavana for this water to be on his hands and to go off his hands, he wanted to rinse it, the water that he rinses onto the peiros is machshirit, because he had kavana for that water. Rashi. Yodav tahoros, afal pi shelo miskaven. Since he was tovel his hands, right, even though he wasn't mechaven, it's good. So again, that's tvilas yodai by chulin. Whether Natilas Yadayim needs Kabon or not, Zmachlokas Rishonim. Okay. Peiros Enam Bechiyutan, the Bo'in and Gabe Hechsher, Yutan Dumya Dechiyite, the Nichola. You have to want the water to be there. Here, you just stuck your hands in the water. You didn't want the water to be on Peiros. You don't want them to fall into this gutter. And then when you take them out, you don't want the water on them anyway. So therefore, it's not Machsherit. The Imbishvil Sheyutchul Yadav, Niskavan Little Peiros. Right, he wanted to take the peiros out, and his hands should clean his hands at the same time. Hari hu b'chiyutan u'mekabim tuma me'achshon. The kivan niskavin lahadiach yodav. Since you wanted this water to use to wash off your hands, goli daite denichle b'hach nefila shal yodeh hidiach yodav. You're happy with what's it called, with the fact that the peiros fell into the water, because now it gives you a chance to wash off your hands. So therefore, you want that water. Therefore, the water on the peiros is also machsha. Okay, so that's where we know that even though you put your hands into water without kavana to make them tahar, they're tahar for chulin. Eisvei, Rabbi L'Rav Nachman, Hatovel lechulin, v'chugzik lechulin, osu l'maisa. Right, a person who's tovel for chulin. Now we're talking about tvila of your whole body, and you have kavana for chulin, but not for maiser. So then you can't eat maiser from that tvila. You have to tovel again. Hugzik in la hugzik lo, mashma, that it's only if you had kavana to be tovel for chulin. But if you didn't have kavana, it's no good. Right? Hachikomer, apol pi shehugzik lechulin osu lemaiser. No, even if you had kavana specifically for chulin, still not going to help for maiser. But in Akhenami, what's it called? You don't have to have kavana for chulin, which helps for chulin without kavana. But even if you went out of your way and you had kavana to become tor for chulin, it's not going to help for maiser. Rashi, huchzak in the skaven who the havi tvila the chulin. But if you weren't mechaven, it's not good. So the Mara says no. It's talking with that even if you're mechaven, it's not what's it called. It's not going to help. Okay. And the havamin of the Gemara was that if you're mechaven for chulin is worse, because then it's like you don't have kavana for maisa. The Mara's maskana is no. It's opposite. If you have kavana, if that helps without kavana, so with kavana it's not going to make it worse. Maybe it'll make it better. Kamashmo doesn't make it any better. Eishvei tovel v'lo hurza ki ilu lo tovel. Right, if you were tovel and you didn't have kavana, right, to be marzik for something, then it's as if you weren't tovel. My lav ki ilu lo tovel klal. Mashmo that even if you were tovel for chulin and you didn't have kavana, then the tefillah doesn't help. Lo, ki ilo lo tovel lo maiser. Aval tovel lo chulin. What's it called? But it doesn't help for maiser. But it'll help for chulin, even if you didn't have kavana. Who sover dochi komatchila? He thought he's just pushing him off. Because lo maiser doesn't say that. It says lo tovel. He's saying it doesn't mean lo tovel klal, it just means lo tovel lo maiser. Nofad doch va'ashkach ditanya. And then he saw that, no, it's true, that it's a good teretz. Because there's a brisa that says, Tova v'lo hulsaf, asu l'maisa, mutar l'chulin, beirus. That if you were tova, you didn't have any kavana, so you're not allowed to eat maisa from that tevila, but you're allowed to eat chulin. If you eat chulin, al taras hakodesh. Right? We're talking about a person who was machted to eat his chulin as if it was kodesh. So he has to be tahor. So that you can eat, even what you're called, if you didn't have kavana. Okay, Rashi. Person was tovel, and after he was tovel, he came up out of the mikvah. Mazigatzmo lechol mashiyirtze. He can be mazik himself whatever he wants. In other words, he doesn't have to be mazik himself before the tefillah. After the tefillah, he can still have kavana for what the tefillah helps. He wants to make it help for Taras, for Kodesh, for whatever, like we said. Like it says in the Mishnah. Meshler. Odeo raglo achas b'mayim, huchzik v'dover kal, machzik asan v'dover chomer. As long as one foot is still in the water, then if he, what's it called, already had kavana when he went to be tovel for something lighter, in other words, for meiser, he can change the kavana as long as one foot's still in the water to include something more serious, like truma. Allah shuveno mazik. But if he got out of the water completely, he can't be mazik at all. That's it, finished. My love ain't no mazik cloud. He can't be mazik at all. So you see, you can't be mazik yourself after the tefillah. It has to be before the tefillah. You have to have kavana for what you're being told before the tefillah, not afterwards. Versus low. Odei uafal pisha hulzik mazik. Allah im lo hulzik mazik. Im hulzik ain't no mazik. No, it means like this. If your foot is still in the water, then even if you were mazik before you went to the tevilah, for chulin, and not for maiser, but you still have one foot in the water, you could change your kavana and make it for maiser too. But if you're out of the water completely, then you can, if you weren't mazik for anything, you could make the kavana then. But if you already were mazik before you went in for something else, then it doesn't help to change it now. You can't change your kavana if you're out of the mikvah. But you can create new kavana. Mashenkin, if one foot's in, you can even change your kavana. Okay. Man tana odeo raglo achas umayim. Who's the one who holds it? If one foot's still in the water, it's considered like you didn't finish the tefillah. Omer apadas of Yehudahi. That goes according to Yehudah. It's not. Mikvah shenimdot. Yesh bo arboim so mechubanos. You measure a mikvah, and it's exactly arboim so. Not one drop more. The yardu shnayim v'tavlu zechazen. Two people went into the mikvah, one after the other. Harishon tar v'asheni tamid. Why? Because the first guy took water out of the mikvah. So it's no longer avayim saw when the second guy was tovah. So the first one's tar. He went into a mikvah with 40 saw. And the second guy is in a mikvah with less than 40 saw. Omer Yehuda. Im hoyu raglav shalishom nogos b'mayim af hasheni tar. If the feet of the first one are still touching the water, then all the water on his body is considered connected to the mikvah. So the water is still in the mikvah. And this we'll see only helps for dinei d'rabbanan, for tefillas d'rabbanan. In our Torah, it doesn't help the water on his body to be considered like it's in the mikvah. But for Maisa, for dinei d'rabbanan, the rabbanan will make a little Yehuda held that his foot in the water connects all the water on his body to the mikvah, and it's still a good mikvah for tefillas d'rabbanan. Rashi. My love in a mussar cloud. A tovel of the yotzer of the olam and a mayim. You were tovel and you got out of the mikvah. Mazikatzmo, but tvila shetovel kvar lechomashirta. You can retroactively be machavin what that tvila will help for. My love in a mussar cloud. But if you didn't, what's it called? Doesn't help at all. Smashma doesn't help the cloud if you came out of the water. Kolomer, bain shehilzikatzmo, b'shas tvila, b'dover kal. Whether you already were mafzik for something lighter, and now you want to change your kavanah to something more, or you weren't mafzik anything, you can't make, this price is mashma, you can't have kavanah after the tefillah. The kavanah has to be before the tefillah. So it's stira to what we said, that it's what's it called, you can make the kavanah even after the tefillah. Or it says, no, in lo hulzik l'shum davar, right? If the person didn't have any kavanah when he went into the mikveh, and now the whole kavanah is going to be after. That's good. You can be mechavan for anything. Shetovel stam, mazik l'chol ma sheyirtze. אבל אם הוחזיק לקהל, אינו מחזיק לחומר, דו אינטיק לדובר קהל. But if you had kavana when you went into the mikveh for maaser, not for truma, and now when you got out of the mikveh you want to retroactively make it help for truma, that won't help. Because you already made it b'kavana for maaser. You can't change your kavana after you get out of the mikveh. But if you had no kavana, you can create kavana even retroactively. But you can't change your kavana retroactively. Man tana, the mishum odei odenu b'mayim choshev v'ketchilas tevila. Who's the one who holds that if your foot's still in the mikvah, it's considered like you're still there? The Afabish Yehulzit Masik. And therefore, you can change your mind, because as long as you're still in the mikvah, you can change your mind for anything. It's only when you get out, you can only change your mind, you can only create kavana, you can't change kavana. Vashemi Tomi, Shari Chosra Ashir, B'mayim Shalarisha. So the first one took out water from the mikvah on his body, and therefore the mikvah no longer has 40 saw. Okay. Omer Rav Nachman, Omer Rabba Baravua, Machlokas B'malos Rabbanan. This Machlokas Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanan, whether having your foot in the mikveh will help to make the mikveh whole, since the water on your body is considered in, and the second guy will also be tahor, is only by Tvila for Malos the Rabbanan, for Tumas the Rabbanan. Avol Mituma V'Tayra Divrei Akol Afasheni Tom, Ahasheni Tome, not Afasheni. But what's it called? Because it's not the first one's for Torah. But for Dinei the Raisa, right, Mituma Latara, not for Dinei the Rabbanan, there everybody holds the second guy's tummy. That just you're having your foot in the water and the water on your body is not mitzarif to mikvah for Tumas the Rabbanan. The Hainu the Rav Pedas. And that's what Rav Pedas said. That what's it called? That it's only Rabbi Yehuda. We're talking over here about Dinei the Rabbanan. And only Rabbi Yehuda holds that what's it called, that your foot helps. And even Rabbi Yehuda only holds it by Dinei Derabbanan. But by Dinei Deraisa, everybody holds no good. So the one that says that if your foot is still in the mikveh, helps to have kavana, is only Rabbi Yehuda. That's what Rabbi Tadash said. Ika Diamre, Omer Rav Nachman, Omer Rav Varavua, Machlokas Mituma Latara. The Machlokas, Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanan, is only by Tfilas Deraisa. That's where the Rabbanan hold that having your foot in the water doesn't help. Avo b'mailas d'rabbanan, divrei akol afasheni tohor, u'pligat d'rapadas. But when it comes to tefilas d'rabbanan, there everybody holds that what's it called, that your foot in the water helps. And then that's not like rapadas, because rapadas says that our b'raisa, which is talking about tumah d'rabbanan, only goes like Rabbi Yehuda. According to the Ika d'amre, by tefilas d'rabbanan, everybody holds it would help if your foot's in the water. So that argues on rapadas. Machlokas Rav Yehuda v'Rabbanan kishehoyset tefilaso b'shvil achas mimalos shel chachamim kigom ha'omein mechusar kipurin shetzrichin tefila l'kodesh ve'eino tamei tuma deraisa. Now he only has a din tuma mid'Rabbanan. Ba'hiko amar Rav Yehuda v'mahani le'raglav shel rishon nogas v'mayim yamrin gud achis mayim she'olav kilhem b'mikvah. We say that the water on his body is as if it's connected to the mikvah, because gud achis we make it as if it goes down, like a mechitza, right? You make it extend down. The Hainu de Rav Pedas, the Okila El, Had the Odeo, Kareb Yehuda, Velo Karabonah. This Girsa, this Shita, that's how Rav Pedas holds. That only Rav Yehuda holds that your foot in the water helps, and only by Tfila de Rabbanah. And the Rabbanah hold it never helps. Alma the Rabbanah, Tfila Gabi Mailus, Lomahani Odeo, Do Chazok, Adomer Muchzak, Lekal, Osir Lechomer Mailus Nidu. All of this tefila, huchzik lekal, huchzik lechomer, is only by tefilas the rabbanan. Ika diamre, hachi garsinu, pliga the rapidas. The il the Rav Nachman, had the odeu, huchzik lekal, huchzik lechomer, divrei akoli. According to Rav Nachman, everybody holds by tefilas the rabbanan that it helps to have your foot in the water. So that could be everybody, not only Rabbi Yehuda. It's only by the holo pliga rabbanan laid Rabbi Yehuda, elamituma deraisa with Sahara. So therefore, that argues on Rav Pedas, because Rav Pedas said the Braisa can only be Rav Yehuda, and according to Rav Nachman, it could be anybody, because everybody holds that if your foot's in the water, it's connected for Tumas Rabbanan.
Why by the Gal don't we say that?
Okay. What?
Why by the Gal don't we say that? We say by the Gal, if you're total in the Gal, it's not considered good.
Not considered, because it's in the air.
Yeah,
Here the
but
water's...
But also, the water's in the air, yet we say good
no, no, we just...
The
there, the whole mikveh's in the air. The 40 saws in the air. It's
yeah,
no good.
Why is it connected to the water down below?
That's not... that's a chardless. That's not considered a chibur. Water on your body is considered a chibur. The water of a chardless is not considered a chibur. That's what we said before. Chardless is not a chibur to mechabert or something. It's only a chardless. Okay. Bo minei mirav yokun of Yehuda. Mau lahatu machtin v'chinoros b'roso shorishon. Right? Now the guy has still his feet are in the water. So all the water on him is considered connected to the mikveh. Okay? Because the water is on him and it's not necessarily moving. Right? It's stationary water on him. And he's connected to the mikveh. So now, does that only make the water on him as if it's in the mikveh? Or does it make, and therefore the mikveh is okay? Or does it make the water on him mikveh water? So can you be tovel pins in his hair? In the water in his hair. Gud achis is slave of Yehuda. He considers it as if it's down. The water on him is like it's in the mikveh. That he holds. But gud asik lesley. He doesn't consider the water in the mikveh like it's in him. Or no. They're both of them. Odilma gud asik nomi is slave. Okay, or maybe no. Maybe he holds both. The water on him is like it's in the mikveh. And the water in the mikveh is like it's on him. Omer leitz in Yisua. Okay, so let's leave this for next time. But let's see Rashi. Chinoros shetovim bozohav. Chinoros are what's it called? Needles that you weave gold. The ocean can be mazli cotton ma'od. It's like a little fork. Barosha sarishon ba'odah b'mayim. While the guy has his feet in the water, can you be tovo what's it called? Pins in his hair. Is he considered now like the mikveh? Okay, so that's the shiloh. Do we say gud achis or even gud asik? Do we make the mikveh go up, or does only the water on him go down? Okay. What? For tefila, you don't need kavana. For tefila, for nida, whatever, if she fell in the water by mistake, she's taller. And that's why, what's it called, they say that a woman who maybe not mechaven to be taller, but she went to the beach, swimming, so for being, she's taller anyway.